Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, blessed souls. Blessings and greetings. This is Don Zico, and I'm always live because we want to stay alive. And we just heard a little live. Well, it was, you heard it live. It's a recording by a young man by the name of Yerachamil, living in Eretz Hakodesh, the holy land of Israel, land of meditation in this generation for every nation. And this is Soul Class number 37, kind of a fusion to try to reduce some of the confusion and delusion, illusion in this world, which really needs to call out a little bit more, a little more intensity to the Most High. This is Soul Class number 37. We'll be fusing together a little bit of awful meditation and creation, which was my humble effort to chant out Psalms of Facebook or webcam, but the computer I was using got virused out, so we're going to try to put one and one together, and hopefully we'll still make one unity. And before we start to get into chapter 9 in Psalms, I'd like to share with you and pluck out something from the Bava Chareli, direct descendant King David and Solomon, from Tufshin Laman Gimel, 5,733 years into creation, which corresponds to 1972, and today happens to be the 12th day of the Hebrew month of Tevis, 5,771 years blazing and grazing in creation, corresponding to December 19th, 2010. So this week, Blessed Souls, we're starting a new book for those of us who learn the Torah, people call it the Bible, the Old Testament. But to me, the Old Testament is a testament which is past, present, and future, an eternal testament. So we're talking about here, the Rebbe discussed, I'm just, again, plucking out a concept to hopefully arouse you, Blessed Souls, to want to look deeper into Torah, from the revealed planes of Torah, from the oral tradition, from the written tradition, of course, from Torah Chassidut, from the instructions of Chassidut. This week's parsha talks about the children of Israel now going into dreaded slavery in the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. The Rebbe mentioned that there are basically two explanations within the word Mitzrayim, Egypt. One is expression of Mitzrayim Gvulim, constriction and limitation, which refers to the exile we initially had incurred and suffered in Egypt. And one is from the second type of explanation of the word Mitzrayim, the time of being terrorized and troubled. That, in fact, all the other kingships since have emanated into the creation to give trouble to the nation of Israel, and from the nation, if that nation is oppressing Israel, therefore, for sure, they're also subjugating the blessed children of Noah, who are working in partnership with the Blessed Children of Israel, the Blessed Children of Noah. I am referring to those who are the descendants, and everyone is a descendant of those three blessed sons of the Blessed Noah, Nosh Ish, Tzaddik. You just have to see who blessed them coming out of the ark, blessed souls, over 4,114 years ago, and that you can see by going to Genesis 9, verses 1, and then through 16 verses that follow it. That being said, blessed souls, also we're using this time, blessed time, and blog for greater, to remind everyone a verse from chapter 1, verse 26, 27, I'll read it in Hebrew and then translate to English. Vayivra Elohim et ha'adam b'tzalmo b'tzelem Elohim bara oto zohar n'keva bara otam. So the Most High created man in his image, in the image of the Most High, he created him, male and female, he created them. So let's remember, blessed souls, that all of us are connected to the grid of our divine image. And that will empower us to get off and start to scrimmage with the issues of the day, which are connected also to the seven Noahic commandments, which are not to blaspheme the Most High's name, not to commit idolatry, not to commit murder, premeditated murder for that matter, not to commit adultery, not to steal, not to eat the limb of an animal while still alive, and to raise up righteous statutes in every land of this blessed creation for each and every nation. That will enforce the six commandments that I mentioned before, and also to educate those who need education, to clothe the naked, to feed the hungry, to make this one big human family on the creation, and hopefully in a peaceful and pleasant manner. That being said, let's go to Psalm chapter 9, and the inner dimension of this Psalm of Tehillim, chapter 9, Perek Tes, is that one should always give praise to the Most High for saving him or her from the hand of an enemy who stands over and antagonizes the person, and for judging each person according to his or her deeds, and the righteous according to the righteous, and the wicked. And may the wicked do repentance. All of us must repent, even if we're going in the right way. But how much more so the wicked, according to their wickedness, shall be judged. So let's go into it. So chapter 9, verse 1. Lam natseach al mut laben mizmor ledavid. For the conductor upon the death of laben, a psalm by David. Ode Adonoi b'chol libi asakra kol niflotecha. I will thank the Most High with all my heart. I will count all your wonders. Etzmecha ve'el tso v'och azamra Shimcha Elyon. I will rejoice and exalt in you. I will sing to your name, O Most High. Veshuv Oyevai Achor Dipkashlu Veyovdu Mipanecha. When my enemies retreat, they will stumble and perish from before you. Ki Asita Mishpati Bedini Yashafta Yachisei Shofet Tzedek. You have rendered my judgment and defended my cause. You sat on the throne. Ga'arta Goyim Ibata Rasha Shamam Mochita Ya'olam Va'ed. You destroyed nations, doomed the wicked, erased their name for all eternity. Wait a minute, so let's meditate upon this now. Why would nations be destroyed and the wicked be doomed? And why would their names be erased forever? Well, there is this component within our blessed creation that hardwiring, spiritual hardwiring, has been in place for thousands and thousands of years, preconceived by a divine thought, Olaba Makshava, something that rose up in the Ratzon Elyon, the supernal will of the Creator, that since he is extending a kindness, an unmitigated type of kindness, and love and mercy towards the creation, therefore when the creations do not act in that way, but rather act in a judgmental way, being fed by a greedy soul, jealousy, and unwarranted hatred of another human being, whoever they may be, they're basically rendering themselves to be set up for judgment, to be destroyed, because through the jealousy, hatred, and greediness, they're trying to destroy others. So really what is destroying the person is not that the Most High is using human judgment, but placing before the heavenly tribunal for those who wish to destroy the Creator's plan, that it should be a creation of kindness and mercy, and replace it with one of cruelty, should be done by committing sacrileges against man and human and the higher levels of creation, ultimately to the Most High, that the person must be, he or she must take account before those elements of creation, first human beings, that they're caught in their wrongdoings and they're violated with a cognitive awareness of what they're doing, and also ultimately before the ultimate judge of all judges, Melech HaMelechim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of all kings, why they felt empowered to actually defy the very fiber of creation, which is embedded with the DNA of kindness, mercy, and love. Going on to the next verse, blessed souls, Ha'oyev tamu charavot lo netzach, Ha'orim notashto avad v'lichom heima. O enemy, your ruins are gone forever, and cities you have uprooted, their very remembrance is lost. Ba'adonoi le'olam yeshev konen. Lamishpat Kiso. And we'll conclude on this verse, blessed souls, but the Most High is enthroned forever. He established his throne for judgment. Hopefully tomorrow, blessed souls, we'll have another 15-minute segment on chapter 9, going from verse 9 onwards. The Dundas Gumin signing off. Ahav Echad, one love. Gorel Echad, one destiny. Lukulan of Olos, but Darkin Amdakshim, in a peaceful and pleasant way. Let's end off with some peaceful and pleasant music from a good friend and great musician and great human being, Joseph Israel, gone are the days. Gone are the days of exile. Days are coming. Navim Chozim, the prophets are returning. Bavel Nisrafim, and the confusion shall be burnt up like the Babylon of old. So shall be burnt up the Babylon of today in all its spiritual, mental, and physical manifestations. Take care, everyone.
You know you will. In your heart, let your love room well. We are made with God's name attribute. Well, I said things gonna be right when it's right that we choose. Yes, we gotta live up now. Hey, we gotta live up now. Oh, hey. We're gonna start the days. You put to the slumber. Cocaine. Watch them go down the chain while we lift up our voice, lift up our hands, lift up our spirit.